good Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And let's start with something nice, Alan. We don't often recognize the folks who make sure that everything runs smoothly over the air. And how about a good morning and a hello to Liz Hill, our engineer this morning?
She is terrific. And you're so right, David. We don't pay attention to the people who do the infrastructure. Guys like you and me, people know who you are. The Liz's and the Heather's and the Rob's who do the work and pick the music don't begin to get what they deserve in terms of appreciation for making it all go. You're right.
They are really part of our team. Well, of course, the team and the effort that's going into helping those recover from Hurricane Harvey is an outpouring, and it's wonderful to see that kind of thing, Alan. But of course, now the real troubles are coming, including just the toxicity of the water, from chemical explosions to bacteria to even dangerous animals like alligators.
Look, David, this is really very rough stuff. But it is unbelievable the way that Americans pull together at a time like this. Forget about the fact that we have a president of the United States who is destroying our environmental apparatus. He is. It's just frightening. So you can operate on a day-to-day, do the next thing, do whatever you can, which Americans are doing. You saw the outpouring during the WAMC one-day fund drive, $325,000. It was not that anybody should pat themselves on the back, but it was incredible the kind of feeling and the passion that Americans have for helping out in an emergency of this kind. And by the way, there are other hurricanes coming at the United States. So now we have Irma coming up, could go out to sea, could go towards Mexico, could come up towards Florida, could hit the East Coast. And, you know, we have to be ready again and again and again to head this stuff off, because the environmental scientists know what they're doing. And to have a president who basically says, I'm not sure this is all true. Well, you don't have any choice. You got to treat it all as if it's true. And to pull us out of the Paris Accords is just insanity.
And the other part of this is the money, emergency funding for the storm, how that is working in combination with what we're hearing about a potential government shutdown.
What's happening now is these people have to come back to Washington and they have to do what's right. The president of the United States says, I'm not going to keep the government going to pay its bills that it's already incurred unless there's a wall attached to this somehow. It's incredible. He's still holding on to this wall thing when the whole place is coming down on his shoulders. And it's as if the wall got him elected because he kept yelling it out and giving it to the base. But now I think everybody is beginning to get the feeling that we have high priorities. You got to get a budget in place. You got to get either a continuing resolution or you got to have a new budget. He's talking about tax reform, and we know it's going to be tax reform, which is basically going to help the people at the top the most. And you're going to have to go into the United States Congress, and people are going to have to roll up their sleeves and do the work. And it is incredible to think that this whole thing may be coming down, particularly at a time when we really need to haul together.
And in the background, the Russia investigation continues. You and I haven't talked about it since some of the revelations came out.
You know, it turned out, of course, that there was an attempt to build the world's tallest building, a Trump-branded hotel in Moscow. And we're going to get our boy elected president, said the go-between. It's incredible. Here's a president who says he has had nothing to do with the Russians. Well, one of his kids, maybe both of his kids, have talked about getting Russian money for their projects after all of the bankruptcies in the United States where the banks weren't going to lend any more money to this guy. You have a hotel in Washington where there are more and more questions about whether or not it was violative of the United States Constitution for a sitting president to have this. And we do know that there are people from all over the world coming there because they think they'll curry favor. Well, this is a mess. The way we're going now is to just assume that the Russian investigation will unfold as it goes. We heard yesterday that Eric Schneiderman might bring state charges, which is not pardonable by the president of the United States. It is something that won't go away. These investigations don't go away. So the hurricane will come and go. We'll all pull together. But in the end, when you've got a federal investigation going on like this one, new stuff will continue to come out.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, and wonderful listeners, thanks again for all the support for Harvey victims. Have a great weekend. Sleep well, and we'll see you on Monday.
Sleep is good.